welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Well, as I have been waiting before the Lord as to what He would have me share with you, I want to share a passage of Scripture, and we're going to take it apart. And I believe for those of you who've been walking through a period of oppression, a time of real battle and difficulties, beloved, there's one thing that is going to secure your victory, is that a knowledge that God is with you and that He will give you victory over all of the work of the enemy. God is our help and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You, Lord, You are the everlasting God. Lord, though the mountains tremble and shake, though the world around us seems to be falling apart, Lord, we will be confident that You are our refuge and our strength. You are the rock of our salvation. And Father, I pray that those who are in need of Your intervention in their lives, Lord, spiritually, emotionally, physically, with loved ones, whatever the burdens, the battles that they're going through right now, I thank You that You care and that You're going to move in their lives. Father, You've given us authority, and we move in that authority. We take authority over every demonic oppression and attack of the enemy against us, against loved ones. And Father, we thank You that You are God who will give us the victory. God, You are our victory. And Father, we release the resources of heaven, the anointing of God to destroy every yoke, the presence of God, the angels of God who are ministered to the heirs of salvation. We release Your provision and Your victory in Jesus' name. Lord, there's nothing too hard for You. Praise God. Amen and amen. I would like to share a simple message of encouragement and give you comfort from God's Word. And it's a passage of Scripture, a very beautiful portion in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. And as we're going to just take this apart, take this one Scripture and just try this. Stand on the promises that are in this one passage. You can start on a Sunday and go through the week, through Saturday. And whenever the enemy would come in against you, whenever you feel discouragement trying to encroach upon your heart, whenever you feel discomfort of what any kind, you can stand on the Word of God. When the enemy would come in against you, we can quote, "It is written," as Jesus did, and command the enemy of our soul to depart. The passage I'd like to share with you is one of my favorite. It's Isaiah 41 and 10. Well, before that, let me just read verse 8, because he's speaking prophetically through Isaiah to his people. "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away." And that while he was speaking literally to the bloodline of Abraham, we Gentiles are grafted into the vine, and those promises, God's heart is toward us just as well. We have been made one. Jew and Gentile have been made one in Christ Jesus. So he said, "I've chosen you from the ends of the earth." He's left the 99, beloved, and he's come after you. But this is the message. He's saying all that by way of preparation, saying, you're special. It started with Abraham, and I've pulled you from every area of the earth. I brought you unto myself, even from the chief men thereof. I've not cast you away, but I have chosen you. The word of the Lord is today for us, as it was for them. In verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. What a beautiful promise this is of the very quickening presence, the faithful presence, and the mercy of our God is with us. And so you can stand on the promises that are included in this one verse of Scripture every day of the week. Whenever the enemy would come in against you, you can quote, "It is written," and command him to leave. So on Sunday, for example, let's claim these words for daily victory. The first word is, fear thou not. Some of you are struggling even now with fear, fear of the future, fear of within your circumstances, fear of concerns of your health, fear regarding loved ones. But throughout, if there's any recurring theme throughout the Word of God, it is fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. So while the enemy may be trying to bring fear against you, stress, anxiety, they're just lighter forms of fear. They're all of the same family, though. And you might be fighting that oppression, depression, fear right now, but claim the victory. God said, what did he say? Fear thou not. The Lord can free you from that fear right now. So Father, in Jesus' name, anyone who's experiencing fear in any of its forms right now, regardless of what the circumstances are that are engendering it, Father, we declare trust in you. You're our good shepherd who will provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So I rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, and I command it to go. And Father, I pray for your peace to flood your beloved like a mighty flowing river, peace like a river in their soul. And Father, quietness and calmness in their mind, in their nerves, and they will know you are their God. You know them by name, and you will not abandon them. You have heard their prayers, and you are moving even now to undertake according to the needs they have presented before you. So it's important to remember, and you should do this every day, is put on the full armor of God. And let us just review what Paul said in Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Let me just read the King James. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, whereby ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Praise God. Defensive and offensive aspects of our warfare. The Word of God is our offensive weapon against the work of the enemy. And so as we put on this whole armor of God, I'm going to share another translation. Last of all, at verse 10, Paul says, I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. Regardless of what your emotions are telling you, God's power is within you, every saved child of God, and we're putting on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand safe against all strategies and all tricks of Satan. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks, and when it's all over, you will still be standing up. Notice it doesn't say laying down in the dust of defeat, beaten to a pulp. Sometimes it felt like that's exactly where we were. But it declares that you will still be standing up. Praise God. All right. So fear not. Fear thou not. That's the first step, if you will, the first day of the week. Concentrate on that. And Monday, let's take, for example, that next phrase, for I am with thee. This is why we don't have to fear. God is with us. We are his sons and daughters. God has declared in his holy word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13 and 6 states, we can say without any doubt or fear, the Lord is my helper, and I am not afraid of anything that mere man can do to me. Okay, I am with thee. That's for one day. Next day, say Tuesday, be not dismayed. Take your firm stand against the work of Satan. You could say it like this, don't be discouraged. Now, there's many examples in the Word of God, and we can find in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, David is in a real situation. He's in a very difficult predicament, if you will. The Amalekites had invaded the city of Ziklag and taken captive the wives, sons, and daughters of the Israelites. Well, I hate to leave you hanging on a cliff. If you know the story, you know all will be well. But we'll continue tomorrow at this same time. And I thank you for joining me. And I want you to know, as I give you an invitation to write, that I do pray generally for my radio family as well as my UCM partners every day. But there may be specific needs, and I have found in my own life there's a time, yes, I certainly can pray, you can pray, but there's power in agreeing prayer. So that's a scriptural dynamic and principle. And so if you need help, you may not be able to discuss this with anyone. I'm the only one who reads and answers the mail. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. It's just a blessing to visit you every day through this daily radio broadcast. But I invite you into a new aspect also of the ministry for some of you, and that is the ministry of correspondence. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.